Welcome to Rhema for Today.
You can't do anything without the power of God. He has given us the power to live the Christian life and given us the power to take it to the nations.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagen's classic teaching, Power Trip. Jesus never intended for Christians to spread the gospel by themselves. He has given believers a gift power through the Holy Spirit. Because of this power, we can heal the sick, set the captives free, and deliver the oppressed. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagen with today's message.
Isn't it great to be where the power of God is? But you know what? Wherever you go, you can have the power with you. Hello. You know, as we look around the world today, men, there are problems, personal problems, health problems, financial problems, organizational problems, racial problems, political problems, national problems. R. Buckminster Fuller said, "The one common experience of all humanity is the challenge of problems." I think we can agree with that. Anybody here that hadn't had a problem? I don't think so. You know, I remember Dad telling a story about a person come up to him and said, "Brother Hagin, pray that I'll have no more problem with the devil." And my dad, I guess he was sort of like I am. He just looked at her and I forget whether it was a lady or whether it was a man. Anyway, he said, "You want me to pray that you'll die? Because that's the only way you're not going to ever have any more problem with the devil is if you get out of this life." You know, everybody's talking about problems, but no one seems to have the solution for the problems today. Henry Ford said, "Most people spend more time and energy going around problems than they do trying to solve them." Amen. You know, we, as children of God, have the power to deal with the problems of life. You know, in Acts 1:8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And the Living Bible says it like this: "But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth about my death and resurrection." Here, you know, Jesus told his disciples he wanted them to go on a power trip. Now, some of you are old enough to remember the cars in the late 60s and early 70s that were called muscle cars. Anybody remember the muscle cars? Yeah. And in recent years, they have introduced retro models of those muscle cars. Now, I'll tell you what. If you ever drove one of these cars, they had plenty of power, and you took a good power trip, man. It was great to be able to, you know, got four in the floor, boom, boom, bah, 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 boom. You go through the gears, and man, choo-choo, anybody ever been there and done that? Yeah, those bullies would run. He told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they had the power. You know, you can't do anything without the power of God. He has given us the power to live the Christian life and given us the power to take it to the nations. You know, actually, Jesus is an example for us. If you turn to Luke 4:14, we'll read 14 to start with, and then we're going to drop to 18. Okay. Luke 4:14. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And that's the Holy Spirit, the power of God. And news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region. Now drop down to verse 18. Actually, he went into the temple there and he got the book of Isaiah and he read this to him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to teach and preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, that's exactly why we are anointed. If you go over and read in John, the epistles of John, you'll find out that he said, we have been anointed. We have received the anointing. To do what? To do what Jesus did. You know, these verses, and then you go on and you can see what Jesus did during his earthly ministry. He healed the sick. He dealt with storms. He fed 5,000 people. He dealt with every need. You know, several years back, they used to have this WWJD deal. Anybody remember WWJD? So how many ever wore one of them bracelets? Yeah, it stands for what would Jesus do? Trying to remind you that every time you run into a problem, what would Jesus do? Well, Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. And I like when, you know, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, same thing, with power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. I want you to notice that he did everything that he did in his earthly ministry because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. The power is in the Spirit. He healed the sick. He walked on water. He multiplied food. He fulfilled the will of his Father. You know, sometimes you need to ask yourself the question instead of wringing your hands and say, oh my God, what am I going to do? You need to ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? Once we answer that question, then we know what we need to do. Come on now. You know, we have to realize that he has commissioned us to go forth in the power of his name. You know, when he was here, he left and he said, I give you, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the authority of the name of Jesus. You know, he gave us, in essence, the power of attorney to use the name, his name. When you use that name, it's the same as Jesus doing it. Hello. Now, you know, everybody said, oh, well, the 12 disciples were equipped. Yeah, they were. Matthew 10:1 says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them the power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. You can also find that in Mark 6:7 and Luke 9:1. But now, Jesus authorized some more people, not just his 12 disciples. In Luke 10, he says that he called 70 other people and gave unto them the same thing. And then if you look down in Luke 10:17, look down in Luke 10:17. All right. Now, this is not the 12. It says, then the 70 returned with joy. This is not his 12 disciples. These are others that he anointed. Lord, even the demons are subjects in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now here we have 70 and then the 12. That adds up 82, doesn't it? That's at least 82 people. And people always say, well, the 12 disciples. No, it just wasn't the 12 that was with Jesus. He had more. They had power. Power for what? To do the work of the Lord, the will of the Father. If we go and look in that book of Acts, we'll see that disciples continued after they received the power of the Holy Spirit. They continued doing the same thing, teaching and healing. Hello, is that not what we read in the book of Acts? They were teaching and healing and leading people to Christ. Now, some people want to say, well, healing was done away with when the last apostle died. Well, actually, the power of God didn't stop with the last 12 because there were 70 other people besides those 12. You know, nobody ever talks about that. They always just talk about the 12 disciples. But we got record where there were 70 others. That's only the record we have. We don't know how many more there were, just like we are. You know, healing and miracles wasn't just limited to the 12. According to the book of Acts, you had Stephen and Philip that were not a part of the 12 going out and doing things, right? I have a book that I put together. It's called Healing Forever Settled. It's back there in the bookstore. And in that book, I go back and I recount from historical records that the power of God, healing and so forth and so on, that they said was done away with 4 centuries after they're all gone. And then I even go on back and I trace it into the 1700s, and you can trace it all the way through to the present age.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply for Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
Starts this fall, 2026 September. You can just go to rbtc.org
/apply.
Yes. That's right. Yes. It's going to come up here really quick.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his teaching, Power Trip. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.